The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A longtime newsman, now with an opinion. A proud dad, an American, an advocate for our nation's veterans and active duty military. This is the Stephen Tubbs Show on News Talk 710 KNUS.
Final hour of the show is already here. It really goes by fast, and I appreciate you sticking around. I'm Randy Corcoran in for Stephen Tubbs. He'll be back tomorrow. He was out today for one of his son's graduations, so what a monumental moment that is in the life of a parent and the life of a son. I saw a picture of that kid all shined up, and he looks a lot like his dad. He's a very good-looking boy. So that was pretty cool, and it opened up the door for you and me tonight, which I've really enjoyed. It's 6:03, and this hour we will be talking to gubernatorial candidate Doug Robinson, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the pro-police rally coming up on Police Appreciation Day here in Colorado. We do these rallies around the state. This is the should be the biggest one in downtown Denver, and it's been the most disrupted, and it's coming up in July. I think 710 KUNS is going to get on board and really help us promote this thing. We'll talk more about that later in the hour, but right now, so very excited to be joined by somebody who's become a good friend over many years. Don't get to talk to him enough, and haven't had him on the radio in a while. Bill Pasco, we call him our Washington insider for Tea Party Patriots. I'm the chairman of the Arapaho Tea Party here, affiliated with the national organization, Jenny Beth Martin's group, Tea Party Patriots. Bill is just does such amazing work in digging down into the depths of the swamp and pulling up the tidbits that we need to know. And Bill, it's really nice to have you back on the radio in Denver. Welcome.
Hey, Randy, it's good to be back with you.
So, real quick, let's do kind of a short version of what's going on in Congress. You do these great Washington summaries of what's coming up each week and on our national Tea Party calls every week. And maybe we can tell people how they can get on board with those as well. But what should people be watching for? I know today the Senate voted to save net neutrality. I expect that to die an ignominious death in the House.
I agree with you. We saw a couple of Republicans switch sides. If I remember correctly, it was Susan Collins from Maine.
Lisa Murkowski. And John Kennedy.
And John Kennedy from Louisiana, which kind of surprised me. But you're right. That's going nowhere in the House. I really don't think we need to worry about that. In the Senate, other big action this week was we saw the vote out of the Senate Intelligence Committee by a 10-5 margin. They voted to send the nomination of Gina Haspel to be CIA director to the floor with a favorable recommendation. We know there are four Democrats that are prepared to vote for her, maybe later this week, maybe next week, but it looks like Gina Haspel will be confirmed to be director of the Central Intelligence Agency. That's a big coup for Donald Trump. She's going to be the first woman ever to lead that agency.
Now, before we move on from there, Jeff, reliable old Jeff Flake, on his way out in Arizona, has said he will vote against Gina Haspel.
Well, you know, this is kind of interesting. I must say that I was a supporter of the Gina Haspel nomination until I saw her answering questions last week during the confirmation hearing. She got a question about whether or not she would obey an order from the president if she thought it was immoral. And her answer troubled me. She said that she would not follow an order that she thought was immoral. And this is the important point. She said, quote, even if it was technically legal. Now, that's another way of saying that she would disobey. She is prepared to disobey a legal order from the commander-in-chief just because she might have moral qualms about it. You know, where I come from, if you've got moral qualms about following a legal order, you have one option, and that is resign. You don't have the option of refusing to follow a legal order from your commander-in-chief. So that answer troubled me. It troubled some other conservatives that I talked with over the weekend. Hopefully it won't come to that. Of course, you know, the way she greased the skids finally for her nomination was that she sent a letter to Mark Warner from Virginia, the Democrat who's the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee, saying that in hindsight, looking back on the enhanced interrogation program that she was part of at the CIA under the Bush administration, she wishes they hadn't done it. It was a bad thing. Okay, so she's now on record saying, wish we hadn't done that, won't do it again, go ahead and confirm me, and that was all Warner needed. You know, the Central Intelligence Agency is headquartered in Virginia, just across the river from Washington, D.C., so he's got an awful lot of constituents. So that was his deal. That's how she got his vote in the committee, and she will go on to be confirmed now. So then we look at what's going on in the House, and there's some interesting things going on in the House where we're supposed to be talking about the farm bill this week. And, you know, the farm bill, we call it a farm bill, but it's really, that's the bill where we pay for what we now call Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP. We used to call them food stamps. 80% of the money that gets spent on the farm bill every year is actually has nothing to do with farms, has everything to do with the supplemental nutritional assistance program. And that is a byproduct of the New Deal. You got to go back 80 years to FDR. How could he get a federal spending program done that would assist farmers that were coming through the Dust Bowl era? Because there weren't enough votes in the House or the Senate simply to provide aid to farmers. So he needed to combine rural votes with urban votes, and that's when they brought in the food stamp program. And so they combined it, and they put it together in one package, and now you've got rural votes because they like the farm assistance, and you've got the urban votes because they like the food stamps for their lower-income constituents, and that's how that bill has passed for close to 80 years now. What's going on now, though, is that conservatives, most of them in the House Freedom Caucus, led by our friend Mark Meadows from North Carolina, have looked at that and said, you know what, we've got some leverage here. Because there's another effort that's being undertaken by moderate Republicans. I think we're up to 20 of them now. 20 moderate Republicans have signed what's called a discharge petition that would put immigration reform on the floor of the House.
This is the one I wanted to talk to you about, because our own Mike Kaufman, congressman from Colorado, my own CD6 congressman, someone who has been a great disappointment when he ran as a staunch conservative at the beginning. On the flip side, he's in a very liberal district, one that was redrawn to eliminate him. There are many who say only a Mike Kaufman could hold on to that seat as a Republican. He's in a pretty heated battle, not a primary, but a heated battle with a Democrat who will get lots and lots of Nancy Pelosi money. And he is bragging about signing off on the discharge petition to bring four immigration bills to the U.S. House floor and try and fund DACA, basically. So go ahead and explain to folks what a discharge petition is and how what kind of a parliamentary maneuver this is when you can't get an actual vote out of a majority of the House.
Okay, so we've got two bodies in the Congress, the House and the Senate, and we know that the Senate is the place where the minority has an awful lot of power. They can block things from getting to the floor because of the rules of the Senate. In the House, it's exactly the opposite. The House is a majority-run institution. On any given day, 218 members of the House, that's a majority, they can do whatever they want to do. Well, as long as Republicans are in control of the House, they have the majority. So as long as Republicans are in control, they control the floor vote. They control the floor schedule. They decide what bills will go to the floor and what bills will get bottled up in committee. So for some time now, the Democrats have been pushing hard for an immigration reform package that would take care of the so-called Dreamers, those illegal immigrants who were brought here as children, many of whom are now in their late 20s and 30s, for goodness sake. But they've wanted a piece of legislation to be passed that would take care of them. The majority of the majority doesn't want anything to do with this. The majority of the majority says, well, we believe in the rule of law. So they don't want to vote on that. And what's happened now is that they're using a parliamentary procedure called a discharge petition. Now, a discharge petition is simply a petition that sits at the well of the House. Any member can sign it. And it's a resolution that says, we, the undersigned, want to have a vote on the floor of the House on the following measure. And if 218 members, that is a majority, if 218 members sign that petition, then they take control of the House floor for the purposes of voting on that resolution. And as you just pointed out, in this particular resolution, they're going to have a vote on four different pieces of legislation, and they're using a procedure called Queen of the Hill to govern this debate. Under Queen of the Hill, each of the four measures would get a vote, and the one with the largest number of votes, as long as it's a majority, the one with the largest number of votes will be the one that is considered to have passed on the floor of the House. So what's happening here is, as long as the only people who sign the discharge petition are Democrats, well, they don't have 218 Democrats in the House, so they can sign it to their heart's content, and it'll never go anywhere. But now Republicans like Mike Kaufman have started signing. We've got 20 Republicans who have signed it at this point, and if five more Republicans sign on to that discharge petition, then presto changeo, all of a sudden you've got a new majority on the House floor. That'll be 25 Republicans and all the Democrats. They'll be the majority, and they will get their votes on four different measures. So what's going on now? How do you block this? How do you keep five more Republicans from signing on? Well, the conservatives in the House Freedom Caucus, they know the rules of the House very well. And they have pointed out that, look, they chose the Goodlatte bill. That's the bill that came out of the Judiciary Committee sponsored by Bob Goodlatte. It's a pretty tough immigration reform bill. I think probably most of your listeners would feel very comfortable if they saw that piece of legislation pass. That's the underlying bill that they're using for the discharge petition. Now, I don't want to get too far into the weeds, but a discharge petition can only be brought up on either the first or the third Monday of the month. The next Monday that the House is going to be in session where it would be appropriate to bring up this discharge petition would be Monday, June 25th. So we've got about 6 weeks before this could actually happen. Well, one way to prevent it from happening is to call up the Goodlatte bill itself, to have the Speaker tell the Majority Leader, let's put that bill on the floor right now for a vote. If you do that, then by definition, you've negated the need for a discharge petition. A discharge petition actually contains language that says we wish to discharge this resolution from the Committee of Jurisdiction. Right now, it's being held in the Committee of Jurisdiction, which is the Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte's committee. So the conservatives are saying, you know what, we could bypass this discharge petition. We could take this discharge petition and throw it away if we just voted on the bill itself. Then they wouldn't be able to use a discharge petition. So the leadership is thinking, well, we're not sure that we've got enough votes. We're not sure that we got 218 votes to pass it. And the conservatives are saying, we're not sure that we need 218 votes. We just need a vote on the underlying measure, and that's how you'll defeat the opportunity to bring the other legislation to the floor. So now, how does that relate to the farm bill? Well, the conservatives are saying, you need our votes to pass the farm bill. We'd be much more likely to vote for your farm bill, which a lot of us don't like because there's an awful lot of government spending in there. We'd be much more likely to vote for your farm bill if you would give us a promise that next week we'll vote on the Goodlatte immigration reform bill. So that's where we are right now. Leadership is thinking about it. They're doing a head count. They're trying to figure out which is the best way forward, because what Speaker Ryan does not want, he doesn't want that discharge petition to get five more Republican signatures. He doesn't want to see the majority lose control of the House floor. And what he really doesn't want is he doesn't want to pass a bill through the House that'll get vetoed by the president. President Trump has made clear what kind of immigration reform he would be willing to sign into law, what kind of immigration reform he wants to sign into law, and the bill that the moderate Republicans and that all the Democrats seem to be supporting is not the kind of bill that President Trump is going to be willing to sign.
How in the world, as we approach these midterms, do these Republicans believe, given the support nationwide for strengthening our immigration laws. The enthusiasm and the momentum that was created by Donald Trump as he continues to keep his different promises, that creating this opportunity for Democrats to point to Republicans when this bill fails, this DACA fix bill fails, that that helps them politically in 2018. And why would Republicans want to sign off on a bill that legalizes something that that President Obama did that was unconstitutional, illegal, should have had no basis in the law, and yet has allowed all of these different people to come into the country? How does that strategy make one feel optimistic, like, boy, I'm going to get up early tomorrow and stay up late to work for my Republicans?
Well, I get two things to say to that, Randy. First off, you've heard me say for years that, unlike most conservatives, I believe politicians are absolutely trustworthy. You can always count on a politician to do what he perceives to be in his self-interest at any given time.
Yeah.
They're absolutely trustworthy on that. Second thing I would point out is even a stopped clock is right twice a day. The majority leader of the House, Kevin McCarthy, a guy that I disagree with far more often than I agree with, has come to exactly the same conclusion that you just came to, and that is that if we pass this bill, if we pass this squishy, moderate immigration reform that will legalize the so-called dreamers, I can't think of a better way to depress the Republican base going into the fall elections. In fact, he told a meeting this very morning of the House Republican Conference, guys, if we do this, we are going to lose control of the House. Our base will be depressed. They will have every good reason not to come out and vote for us because we will not have delivered what we promised. Don't do this. He's absolutely right. I'm going to be in a meeting with him on Friday where we're going to be talking about this and what we can all do to urge our members, including if you've got any of Mike Kaufman's constituents in your audience right now, they should be calling him saying, what in the world are you doing? Don't you dare vote for that squishy immigration reform bill. We want tougher immigration reform. We want to end chain migration. We want to end the visa lottery. And we want a wall built on the southern border. That's what President Trump campaigned on. That's what won him the election. He wants to deliver on his promises. Who's the Congress to say no? That's what your listeners ought to be doing this week, calling their member of Congress and urging them to get tough on immigration.
Yeah, and this radio station happens to be about two blocks away from Mike Kaufman's Aurora office. So we are right in the middle of this district. That is a great. Maybe I'll see if I can throw something over there and tap the window or whatever. It's just so ridiculous and so frustrating when Republicans do everything in their power to kill the momentum that this president is trying to bring to the table for the midterms in 2018. Bill, we're out of time. I really appreciate you spending some time. I know it's late back there in the Eastern time zone, but I hope you'll come back and join me on Saturday morning, wake up with Randy Corcoran sometime real soon. Maybe get you off that golf course for a little while.
Anytime, Randy.
All right.
Good talking with you.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's a guy that when he says it, you can rely on it. He's been around for a long, long time, and he is constantly meeting with the movers and the shakers, but he never seems to waver from his rock-solid constitutional conservative principles. When we come back, we're going to spend some time with producer Kirk Woodland behind the glass, who apparently is back in shadow ban land on Twitter. We'll learn more about that when we return. 621 on the Stephen Tubbs Show. Randy Corcoran with you, 710 KNUS.
Still looking at some traffic challenges, getting around with traffic volume. I-25 southbound included from Colfax down toward Evans. 70 eastbound, it's pretty busy from Colorado toward I-225. And checking the drive on I-225, it's been quiet as far as accidents, but it is busy southbound between I-70 and 6th Avenue. Spring is here and Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed kills weeds while greening and strengthening your grass. Pick up a bag today. I'm Karen Johnson, 710 KNUS First Alert Traffic.
It's the granddaddy of them all, the 2018 Western Conservative Summit, with a stellar lineup of speakers, including former presidential advisor Ed Meese, political activists Diamond and Silk.
Hey, y'all.
Actor Kirk Cameron, commentator and NRA spokesperson Dana Lash, Senator Cory Gardner, Fox and Friends co-host Ainsley Earhart, and many more. June 8th and 9th at the Colorado Convention Center, 710 KNUS, presents the 2018 Western Conservative Summit. Get your tickets at 710KNUS.com.
If you love spending time in your backyard, why not make it a true paradise with True Pump, your pond store? True Pump offers only the best in pond supplies and will help you find the perfect water feature for your outdoor space. Whether you are planning a DIY project or a professional installation, True Pump has everything you need to transform your yard. Everyone on True Pump's team is a pond expert, and they share your passion for water gardening. They have an extensive knowledge of ponds, water features, aquatic plants, and fish, and are ready to help you complete your project right. Visit the True Pump store, centrally located just 5 blocks south of I-25 on Broadway, or give them a call at 303-744-3505. You can also check out their products and classes at truepump.com. Be sure to tell them you heard about True Pump on 710 KNUS and get an additional 10% off. True Pump is your pond store.
Do you have glaucoma or high eye pressure? Are your daily eye drops interrupting your life? Local doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational dropless therapy and are in need of participants. You must have glaucoma or high eye pressure in both eyes, be at least 18 years old, and have not had surgery for your glaucoma. Qualified participants will receive study medication at no cost. You will receive regular study-related eye exams by an eye doctor throughout the study. No insurance is needed, and compensation is available. For more information and to see if you qualify, please call 1-866-MY-EYES or visit eyecarestudy.com. That's 1-866-MY-EYES or EYECARE study.com. eyecarestudy.com or call 1-866-MY-EYES today.
Ouch! Your aches and pains don't just make you feel awful, they're sending you a warning signal. And it all points to inflammation. It's a sign that your body's immune system is in overdrive and needs attention. Say goodbye to joint pain, muscle stiffness, and frustration. Say hello to optimal health, active living, and peace of mind with Curcumin EX Plus. Find out more at HealthySpice.com. Curcumin is the active compound in the yellow spice turmeric, and its healing powers are simply amazing. But ordinary curcumin is difficult for your body to absorb and use. That's why Curcumin EX Plus is a patented, proprietary form of curcumin that's far easier to absorb, making it up to 40 times more powerful. It's easy to take, supercharged, and clinically formulated to go right to the source of your ailments, anywhere in the body, soothing your joints, heart, brain, and much more. Try the healing power of Curcumin EX Plus and feel your best starting today. Just go to HealthySpice.com. That's HealthySpice.com.
It's Ted Spear here from All About Cabinets and Countertops, reminding you that we can help you transform that outdated kitchen or bathroom and save you thousands of dollars, even over those big box stores. Through the end of August, take advantage of our summer savings and upgrades on all your cabinet and countertop purchases. Let us go to work for you. You can visit our showroom or call us today, 303-456-6400. You can also visit our website at allaboutgreatdeals.com. Make a difference without the expense, with All About Cabinets and Countertops.
Are your bedrooms too hot? Can't sleep at night? AC running nonstop? Sleep in cool, comfortable, fresh air with a quiet, cool, whole house fan. No more sleepless nights. No more shocking electric bills. Cool your home for just pennies a day. Slash your AC cost by up to 90% with a quiet, cool, whole house fan. A cool, comfortable home is just a flip of a switch away. Call today for a free quiet, cool consultation at 720-398-4510. Call now, 720-398-4510 or visit qccolorado.com. That's qccolorado.com.
On the way in just a bit, Boulder has banned the sale and possession of so-called assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. What you need to know just ahead on 710.
Now, back to Stephen Tubbs on News Talk 710, KNUS.
Man, oh man, headline on Fox News as we speak. University of Colorado offering course on how to become, quote, whiteness educators in communities. if I was back tomorrow, we'd be talking about that. I will learn more about it. Maybe we'll talk about it on Saturday when I'm back 6 to 9 a.m. Wake Up with Randy Corcoran, when I think we're going to be joined by Candace Owens. So gubernatorial candidate Doug Robinson will join us before the end of the show tonight. But right now, I wanted to set aside some time. I follow the Stephen Tubbs Show producer, Kirk Woodland, also produces for Craig Silverman. I follow him on Twitter. He does great, great work there, promoting causes, events, funny memes, all of it. None of it's tasteless. None of it's dangerous. And yet, apparently, Kirk, you are in the Twitter doghouse once again.
What did I do wrong? Was it something I said?
Was it something I said? I just don't get this. But somebody who, I guess, follows you actually pointed us to a website someplace. And tell everybody what you learned.
Yeah, so someone was nice enough to check if I was shadow banned. Now, I'm not going to get into the details of that, but it means I'm blocked without actually being blocked. No formal indication that I'm not allowed to post. I'm just essentially talking to nobody. And so somebody pointed me to a website that shows that I am indeed shadow banned.
Now, when you tweet, you often include 710KNUS, and you'll include some of the hosts here. So when you do that, you pick up our audiences as well. What kind of exposure do your tweets typically get?
A month ago, before I noticed a slight decline, I could get tens of thousands in reach per post for a 24-hour period. Over the last couple of weeks, I've noticed it's barely in the thousands for a 7-day period.
Yeah, that's just crazy. And so, you know, shadow banning came out kind of big time during when Mark Zuckerberg was testifying before Congress about how Facebook manipulates their analytics and manipulates and limits the reach of conservative commentators and posters. And people learned for the first time during that period the term shadow banning. And so my understanding of it, correct me if I'm wrong, is that these watchers, and we've had admissions from Zuckerberg and on Twitter that private messaging, private tweets can and are reviewed by these insiders in these massive social media conglomerates. But if they don't like you, they can literally turn off your reach. The power of social media is if I post something and then somebody shares it, then everything that I post go to all of my friends, 2,500 on Facebook or whatever, but any of them that then repost it go to their friends and on and on and on. And that's how messages get out, and you multiply the power of those messages. Twitter has become now the fastest and probably biggest way to get those messages around, and they're continuing to try and shut down conservatives. So is there anything you can do? Have you ever been notified by Twitter that you're in trouble? Have you ever had to beg forgiveness and promise never to do it again, to get back in their good graces?
You know, it's funny. About a month ago, I was blocked for about a week, and I appealed. And after a couple days, Twitter emailed me and admitted, oh, we're sorry you got caught up in our dragnet where a computer goes through certain tweets and looks for content and, bans people.
That is absolutely crazy. Well, good luck. I hope we fight your way out of there. You keep tweeting them. I'll keep retweeting them. How can somebody find out if they're, because we have we're smaller in number than the Democrats are. We certainly don't have the reach that Democrats do, but you know, you don't need to have the biggest message or the most money or the biggest reach. You just have to have enough message, reach, and money to get the word out and get people involved. So how can people figure out if they have that same problem?
So if anyone goes to my Twitter, KAW710CO, that's KAW710CO, I will have the websites where you can check and see if you or somebody you follow is shadow banned.
Very, very interesting. So what does the A stand for?
Andrew.
Kirkamus, Andromanus, Woodlandmus.
Thanks for
Captain me. Kirk. Yeah, thank you, man. I really do appreciate that. And this story is still going on Fox News. Tucker takes on whiteness workshop supporter. University of Colorado apparently is offering a class to teach people how to determine whiteness in educational institutions or whatever, talking about white privilege and all of that. Naturally, that's up in Boulder. How in the world does that happen? I was talking with Scott Curtis, the news guy, out in the hall, and we were just talking about, the governor's race and Jared Polis, all this money that he's got. So I did a little looking, and if these numbers are correct, this is from the Colorado Independent, so it's a Democrat-leaning place. They're probably going to, it says the source is Colorado's Secretary of State. Get the data. You can create, you can click on the links and find it yourself. Jared Polis has over $6 million in his war chest, and guess where it came from? He put $6.3 million into his own campaign. So he put in 6.3. He's got just a little over six now. And apparently he's not getting very much traction, if that's the case. Or maybe people just think, hey, he's rich. He doesn't need any money. He can just pay for it himself. And Victor Mitchell is in second place with just under $3 million. Be interested to know how much of that Victor put in himself. I don't know that Victor Mitchell is talking to me, so I just don't know. Let's see. On the Republican side, Victor Mitchell's he's contributed $3 million to his own campaign as well. So if these numbers are accurate and if the Democrats' spin on where the money came from is true, then that doesn't seem to bode very well. I think I'd rather have somebody who's got a few hundred thousand dollars but generated it on their own, actually has individual donors, individual activists who are out there willing to do the work. Tom Tancredo built some pretty formidable campaigns on $5, $10, and $15 donations. It was always great when he could say, I've only got X number of dollars, but it's from 3,000 different people. You go to look at the Republican Party, and it looks like they've got five donors, that have them pumped up to $1 million or so. So anyway, I also wanted, I was kind of selfish tonight. There were so many things I wanted to share with you and expose you to and people I wanted to expose you to. I know we haven't done really anything by way of the phones, but one last point of personal privilege, and we'll be joined before the end of the hour by gubernatorial candidate Doug Robinson. But I'm so proud and honored to have been involved for the last several years with these pro-police rallies. I get to MC these things. We had a great turnout in Douglas County, which is not surprising after, the death of Deputy Parrish and all of the horrible things that have been going on with law enforcement around the country. But the big one in downtown Denver on Colorado Law Enforcement Appreciation Day, as proclaimed by Governor John Hickenlooper, is coming up. And I want to bring on my dear friend, Ron McLaughlin. He's the guy whose own children inspired him to want to bring people together from all cultures, all economic statuses, all political sides of the aisle, bring people together to understand and appreciate law enforcement right here in the state of Colorado. And Ron McLaughlin joins me now. Ron, I almost said good morning. I'm so used to my morning show. Good evening, sir. And thanks for taking a minute to weigh in here with us today.
Oh, thank you, Randy. And you do an incredible job of emceeing the shows. You simply do. The people that come up and take the time to speak, you're always right there with them. You know half of them when they come up. You just do an incredible job. So thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know how true that is, but I do know that I did a darn good job of reading Cory Gardner's statement at the Doug Co.
Has he been on your show yet?
No, he has not been on. I saw him a week or two ago at a breakfast, and he actually wrote down an email address, hand wrote it on the back of his card, and said, "This one will work. I will come on." And I tried it several times, and it's a bad email. It's a bad email address. So. And our producer, Kirk Whitland, tried to get both Mike Kaufman and Cory Gardner on the show today. Sounds to me like Cory was willing to come on the Stephen Tubbs show, but he was not willing to come on Stephen Tubbs with Randy Corcoran filling in. So, but I'm going to keep pining away. I bet one of these days it'll happen. It should be epic.
Well, I have to know what that day is going to be, so I'll definitely be tuned in for that.
So, hey, we're a couple months out, and I hope and pray that 710 may get on board and help us promote this thing and make it bigger than any of our prior events. But it's coming up July 15th. We do them downtown Denver in Civic Center Park. First couple of years, we had a big problem with protesters and people who were disturbing the peace with foghorns and big signs and flags and bullhorns and those blasters that they'd blast right in our faces. You solved that problem last year. Tell everybody how you did it.
Oh, gosh. Just invited a lot of like-minded men and women who believe that law enforcement is not just a crucial part of our society, but a gift of our society. And a lot of these people rode motorcycles. And what we did is we lined up a lot of different organizations on the inside of the park. We put up, people put up booths to show their wares for their different organizations and the community coming together. And it was just one of those events where nobody, not one person, protested the event. It was a wonderful thing.
There is something about 40 or 50 Harleys and their leather-clad, tattoo-covered owners standing around that I guess keeps the protesters and the peace disturbers at bay. And it worked perfectly last year. And we're going to have a whole bunch of bikers this year as well, aren't we?
I sure hope so. I've spoken to several different organizations, and each of them are like, yeah, let's go have a good time. Let's support our law enforcement. It's also an activity that's going on. We have a job fair for our youth and for our veterans. And I'm currently getting more and more people involved in that from different organizations. We put up educational programs to show people in our community opportunities in which they may have, whether it be through trade schools or maybe getting that degree that you kind of walked away from. Many of us, or many people have done that to get their degrees later in life. So we've been lucky to work with Emily Griffith. We have worked with Aurora Community College. We've had the School for the Blind there. So it's a very interactive afternoon. We will have Ryan Chris and the Rough Cuts playing. We also have Leslie Tom coming in to play some songs with Ryan. And she was at the event that we did in Douglas County. It should be an absolute blast. We're going to go from 3 o'clock to 7, and it's very, very family-friendly. You can grab yourself a hot dog or a cheeseburger. We'll have food there. You can also bring a picnic if you want to. We've got the entire park, and there's plenty of room to have a blast.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's July 15th, so we'll have plenty of time to keep telling people about it. 3 to 7, that's a Sunday, in Civic Center Park, downtown Denver. It's going to be very safe, very fun, and very pro-law enforcement, very pro-security. And can't wait to spend that time with you. We'll definitely have you back on the radio on my Saturday show. And anytime I'm filling in, Ron, thanks for taking a couple minutes with us tonight.
Randy, may I do one plug, please?
Make it really quick, you bet.
If there's anybody that is interested in finding a way to help some of our youth, 15 to 20-year-olds, or some of our veterans get a job, please contact me at propolicerallyco@gmail.com. That's propolicerallyco, short for Colorado, @gmail.com.
Great job, Ron. See you soon. Talk to you sooner.
Oh, good to hear your voice, Randy. Enjoy
right,
the evening.
You too, brother. Thanks. 19 minutes to go now until 7 o'clock. When we come back, gubernatorial candidate for the Republicans, Doug Robinson, on the Stephen Tubbs Show, 710 KNUS.
News Talk 710. Update.
In the 710 newsroom, I'm Scott Curtis. Rudy Giuliani saying special counsel Robert Mueller's team told President Trump they cannot indict a sitting president. Giuliani says that investigators acknowledged to the president's legal team that they can't indict. Mueller could still issue a report making recommendations to the House of Representatives, which in turn could begin impeachment proceedings. President Trump characterizing North Korea's threat to pull out of that summit as a "we'll see what happens" kind of thing. The summit is planned for next month in Singapore between the president and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea not too excited about the president's insistence on denuclearization, military exercises going on. Horrifying details are coming to light in the case of a California couple accused of torturing their 10 kids. Sacramento newspaper reports that investigators allege the Fairfield couple waterboarded their children. Father accused of using a crossbow and a BB gun to injure the kids, ranging in age from 4 months to 12 years old. The children have allegedly been punched and strangled, suffered puncture wounds and bruising, and burns. Both parents in jail on multiple counts of child abuse, neglect, and torture. And once again, Boulder has banned the sale and possession of so-called assault weapons, bump stocks, and high-capacity magazines. The law requires people who own magazines that hold 10 or more rounds to dispose of them or sell them by July 15th. All right, 85 degrees and first alert traffic now.
There is one accident, but it is off to the right shoulder, C-470 westbound right at Colorado. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly as you're coming away from Quebec. Also, plan on some slowing still on 70 westbound, starting at Peoria, getting out toward York and I-25 in the southbound direction. It's still a pretty static drive between Colfax and Evans. Spring is here and Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed kills weeds while greening and strengthening your grass. Pick up a bag today. I'm Karen Johnson, 710 KNUS First Alert Traffic.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. A shockingly stupid proposal has outraged the business community here in Seattle, illustrating the topsy-turvy values of contemporary liberalism. The city plans to enact a punitive head tax on every business with revenues of more than $20 million. These companies would be forced to pay a special tax for each of their full-time employees, with the money providing more services for the homeless. A decent government ought to encourage beneficial behavior while discouraging self-destructive and damaging conduct. But here, Seattle leftists mean to reverse the equation, punishing job creation, good behavior that benefits everyone, while rewarding dysfunctional and destructive behavior like camping out in public parks or under freeways. This folly demonstrates the twisted thinking that characterizes progressive ideology. I'm Michael Medved.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree, offered on its most beautiful campus.
Are clutter and overflowing cabinets keeping your home from being clean, organized, functional, and stylish? No more getting on your hands and knees.
I think I see it way back there. Honey, hand me a flashlight.
No more bending over, crawling on the floor, and endlessly hunting for that perfect pan.
I haven't seen this in a while. I forgot I had it.
Sound familiar? It doesn't have to be, my friend. Hi, I'm Joyce Tolliver, owner of Roll 'Em Out Shelves. It's my passion to help make life easier for you. For the last 15 years, our family has served Colorado Front Range homes. Convert your messy, unorganized cabinets into affordable, accessible roll-out drawers. If getting more organized is at the top of your list for 2018, don't delay. Let us help you get started today. Call 303-475-9601. All of our rollouts are custom-made for your cabinets, and we offer super fast install times. Let me and my son Brent help you create a more organized living space. Call 303-475-9601 or visit us online at rollemoutshelves.com. You'll be so glad you did.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The NV Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors just like you learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the NV Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-940-6186 now to get your free kit. Call 800-940-6186 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all for free, just for attending. Call 800-940-6186. That's 800-940-6186. That's 800-940-6186. Call now.
If drugs and alcohol problems are hitting you too close to home, get help right now. Your insurance may cover everything. Locations everywhere. Get help for drug and alcohol problems within 24 hours. Call 800-430-4149. 800-430-4149.
DenverHalfPrice.com, where everything is on sale at half price. Get red-hot deals from some of the area's best retailers. Go to DenverHalfPrice.com and save today. That's DenverHalfPrice.com. Why pay full price for anything? Go to DenverHalfPrice.com.
710 KNUS presents the 2018 Western Conservative Summit. It's a stellar lineup of speakers, including former presidential advisor Ed Meese, political activists Diamond and Silk, commentator and NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash, Fox and Friends co-host Ainsley Earhart, Senator Cory Gardner will be there, so will Congressman Ken Buck, and many more. This is the largest gathering of conservatives outside the Beltway. It's June 8th and 9th at the Colorado Convention Center. Get all your ticket information and tickets now at 710knus.com.
Stephen Tubbs, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Welcome back. Just a few minutes to go, and we broke some news here on 710 KNUS. Jeff Hunt announced that Attorney General Jeff Sessions would be added to the lineup at the Western Conservative Summit. I'll be on the stage. Candace Owens as well, who I may have for the Saturday show. Wake up with Randy Corcoran, 6 to 9 a.m. here on 710 KNUS. But right now, we've got some new breaking news. What the heck is going on, Kirk?
So I checked the website to see if I was shadow banned, and wouldn't you know it, I'm not. And I find that
wow. So you were before we talked about it, because somebody had sent you a picture of who
right.
did that analysis on your thing. So that's really, really trippy.
Yeah. So I just gotta say, you know, after we talk about it, they unbanned me. What's up with that?
Yeah, that's really a trip.
Surprise!
Jim Neighbor, Gomer Pyle. I love it. All right, in the few minutes we've got left, pleased to welcome in someone who's become a friend, gubernatorial candidate for the Republican Party, Doug Robinson. Doug, good evening and welcome.
Randy, great to be on with you. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. And, you know, gosh, the last time we had any extended conversation, it was at a lunch. And I was really impressed with how you had thought things through, how you assessed kind of the future, the Republican race. You're one of the few Republicans, I think, candidates, or at least one of several who actually voted for President Trump, which I think was a very good choice. And so tell me how the campaign is going.
Campaign's going really well. We are, you know, getting a message out there that is resonating with a lot of people, and it's a message about a future of Colorado that is vibrant, that is awesome for our kids. And you know, we got to stand up. I'm upset today about this gun ban thing in Boulder. This is an attack on our civil liberties. I hope we have a chance to talk about it. We got to stand up and make our voice heard. This is absolutely just gearing the pump, priming the pump for Polis. We can't stand for this. So there's a lot of stuff out there. You know, I wonder where my opponents are. I haven't heard from them today on this issue. So, anyways, there's a lot of stuff going on that is crucial for us as conservatives to stand strong and to really make our case to the voters.
We had Greg Lopez on earlier, and he came out pretty strongly against what Boulder is doing. He also came out pretty strongly against the red flag bill. What was your take on the red flag bill that died in the Colorado State Senate last week?
Yeah, so I was misreported a little bit on that. I do think we got to keep guns out of the hands of certified crazy people. But this bill was brought late in the session. There wasn't time to really make sure that there was adequate due process and so on. It's a valid concern, but I thought this was right not to pass this bill and put it forward. And next time, if I'm governor, we'll lead a discussion. We can talk about how do we keep guns out of the hands of certified crazy people without taking away people's rights to the Second Amendment rights and make sure that there's absolute due process involved. So there wasn't enough in this bill. I'm glad. I think the our committee did the right thing and not moving that forward.
So I'm glad to hear you say you were misreported, because I had heard that you came out in support of this specific bill. That's not true?
No. So I said I do think we need to keep guns out of the hands of crazy people, but they didn't cover the rest of it, which was we got to make sure that we have adequate due process and so on. So this was not the right bill. This thing that happened in Boulder yesterday is absolutely an attack on our civil liberties. It's unconstitutional. It can't stand. There's a law in Colorado passed when Bill Owens was governor that says that, this is against Colorado law too. So I think we're going to get this, hopefully, you know, it's not going to stand, but it's an attack, and there's going to be more coming.
Well, we had John Caldera on the show earlier. He's a Boulder resident, and he's got the Mountain States Legal Foundation behind him. He says he is not going to surrender weapons. He is not going to self-report the weapons that are grandfathered in that he already owns. And they're going to bring a lawsuit to try and stop this thing. So we'll be keeping a close eye on that, and maybe you should talk to John about what's going on there, and that way you could talk about it as well.
Yeah, so John has a lot of some really good ideas. He's got, you know, he's good. He's right on this. He's right on what we need to do on our roads and transportation. Hopefully that ballot initiative will make its way to the ballot. We have to fix our roads. That's priority one for me as a governor. Priority two is to make sure that we, you know, improve our schools without raising taxes. We can do it. We can get more money to our teachers from administration so that we have better outcomes for our kids. These are things that John's been a leader on. And I appreciate everything that he's done.
I was looking at fundraising numbers, and you've got some good money in the bank, more than Walker, more than Greg. Jared Polis has $6 million, but we've learned from a Democrat website that he put $6 million into his own campaign. And so I'm more interested in people who are generating grassroots enthusiasm. Money is important, got to have plenty of it, but individual donations and even small donors tells me a lot about how a campaign is catching fire. Do you have any analytics on what's happening in your campaign?
Yeah, so we have to now release every 2 weeks, and so we're going to release in a couple of days our numbers of the last 2 weeks, and we are just, you know, every day we're getting more and more people coming in. It is small donors. It's the $100, it's the $50, it's the $20, it's the $10. And I'm going all over the state. So tomorrow I'm in Strasburg and Lyman, and then down in Springfield in the far corner of the state. And then we go to Lamar and over to Pueblo. And there's a debate in Colorado Springs. So I'm doing everything I can. There's a month to go. I'm trying to get my message out. People know who I am, that I want to protect families and kids and lead, to build our future. I'm passionate about it. And so that's beginning to catch on, and we're raising money. We're up with ads, and we're never going to match the Democrats. I mean, Polis is going to put in millions, but we've got better ideas and a better plan, and I expect that's going to lead us to victory in November.
What's your website so we don't run out of time, and then I'll have a question or two more for you.
Yeah, so people can go to Doug4ForColorado.com, and please do that, and check me out. Tell your friends, donate. Sign up to get a yard sign or a bumper sticker. Whatever you can do to help would be really appreciated.
Everybody, you know, who's familiar with the race or who's been a Republican for a while or whatever, they look at Walker Stapleton as the front runner. He's got some decent money. I think you guys are pretty equal. You may have a little more than he does right now. But distinguish yourself from the front runner. How could you, kind of a businessman, an outsider, somebody who I don't think has run for office before in the state of Colorado, step into the shoes of somebody who has statewide recognition and have a message that's compelling enough to take on whoever the Democrat turns out to be?
So I'm not a politician. I'm a businessman, a community problem solver, but I know something about government. I've been responsible for over a dozen pieces of legislation behind the scenes that are law today. So I know how government works. They're making lives better for Colorado families and kids. And Walker, I say he's been a lot of talk. He's been a lot of talk on para. Where has he been? What has he really done to make a difference? I've been outside the system as a private citizen, been responsible for more changes, more things that are really making a difference. So to me, I'm tired of the talk. I want action. I believe I bring that action. Just look at what's going on in Washington or state houses where business people have come in and are tired of the BS and are making things happen, getting things done. So that's the message that I'm sharing.
Well, it's going to be an interesting month, and I know there's going to be all of you guys are going to be on stage at the Western Conservative Summit June 8th and 9th. I think that's the same day that ballots go out, and there'll be a straw poll. So be working on that. Be polishing up that speech, because that's going to be a big day for you guys at Western Conservative Summit.
I'm working on it, and we have four or so debates between now and then, and there's going to be lots of opportunity for people to plug in and to say, okay, how do I differentiate between these candidates? So thank you for the time today. Really appreciate getting on the show with you, Randy.
Yeah, you bet, Doug. Appreciate you guys reaching out as well. Have a good one. Good luck.
All right. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon.
All right. Man, I look at the temperature. It still says 79 on that computer. It's 80 in downtown Denver, according to my latest temperature app, and 78 degrees in Aurora. Really a nice night. Thank you very, very much for being with us on the Stephan Tubbs Show. Peter's back here at 5 a.m., Chuck and Julie at 1. Stephan Tubbs back in the chair tomorrow at 4. Thanks, Kirk and everybody. I'm Randy Corcoran. God loves you, and so do I.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.